Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, October 4th, 1823, the newspaper called The Barbadian carried a report of a plot to stage a revolt on one of the local estates. The paper showed information coming from one of its subscribers that indicated that an enslaved man on an unnamed estate, but which we now know was actually Cambridge Estate in St. Andrew, which was owned by one Reverend William Maynard Payne, had been, quote, endeavoring to excite and stir up a rebellion, unquote, and furthermore had allegedly gone to 15 other estates to rile up the enslaved people on each of them. This plot, coming 7 years after the Busser Rebellion of 1816, which led to massive damage to plantations, prompted the same edition of the newspaper to publish a piece of local law related to such activities. The portion published indicated that should any Negro stir up mutiny, insurrection, or rebellion, they would be brought by the governor or anyone acting in that office before a military tribunal to be tried. Should that person or those persons be proven to be plotting said rebellion, they could be sentenced to death or some other serious punishment. Furthermore, any Negro or enslaved person who, being aware of plans to stage such a plot, could bring those involved to the notice of the authorities. Should the accused be found guilty by court-martial, the accuser, if enslaved, would be rewarded with his or her freedom, which could include booked passage to another territory of their choice. If they chose to remain with their enslaver, they would be given 40 shillings by the government. If the accused was found not guilty, then his accuser would be subject to punishment, quote, not to extend life or member, unquote. As it turned out, in the case that is the subject of our story today, the suspect was apparently deemed guilty of committing the said offense, even though, to the surprise of some, and for what reasons not declared by him, the governor did not have the man court-martialed. To the disappointment of one writer in the newspaper, published on this day, October 4th, 1823, that meant that the enslaved man could not be sentenced to death, but as that writer put it, quote, he escaped with a moderate flogging of 30 lashes, unquote. This 1823 plot indicates that enslaved people in Barbados were still making every effort to free themselves from their bonds.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.